Books on Tape presents Clapton, The Autobiography, by Eric Clapton. Read by Simon Vance. Growing Up. Early in my childhood, when I was about 6 or 7, I began to get the feeling that there was something different about me. Maybe it was the way people talked about me, as if I weren't in the room. My family lived at 1 The Green, a tiny house in Ripley, Surrey, which opened directly onto the village green. It was part of what had once been almshouses, and was divided into 4 rooms, 2 poky bedrooms upstairs, and a small front room and kitchen downstairs. The toilet was outside in a corrugated iron shed at the bottom of the garden, and we had no bathtub, just a big zinc basin that hung on the back door. I don't remember ever using it. Twice a week my mum used to fill a smaller tin tub with water and sponge me down, and on Sunday afternoons I used to go and have a bath at my Auntie Audrey's, my dad's sister, who lived in the new flats on the main road. I lived with Mum and Dad, who slept in the main bedroom overlooking the green, and my brother, Adrian, who had a room at the back. I slept on a camp bed, sometimes with my parents, sometimes downstairs, depending on who was staying at the time. The house had no electricity, and the gas lamps made a constant hissing sound. It amazes me now to think that whole families lived in these little houses. My mum had 6 sisters, Nell, Elsie, Renee, Flossie, Kath, and Phyllis, and 2 brothers, Joe and Jack. On a Sunday it wasn't unusual for 2 or 3 of these families to show up, and they would pass the gossip and get up to date with what was happening with us and with them. In the smallness of this house, conversations were always being carried on in front of me as if I didn't exist, with whispers exchanged between the sisters. It was a house full of secrets. But bit by bit...